Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he stops throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, love and be happy. What if I be blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Perfect start to the Ben Garner era as Miles Leeburn bagged what looked to be a late winner on his Addicts debut, but Accrington struck back seconds later to ensure a draw on the opening day. Welcome to Charlton Live. Hello and welcome to Charlton Live on your Sunday evening. I hope you guys are well. My name is Louis Mendez and we're going to be looking back at that. what almost looked like it was going to be just one of the greatest opening days in a long time when Miles Leeburn came off the bench to put Charlton ahead 2-1 up at Accrington with seconds left. But as I said in the intro there, late heartbreak as the home side go on to equalise in the last few seconds. So joining me to look back at that opening day game, two men who are up there. First of all, Mr. Nathan Miller. How you doing, Nath?
Living a dream, mate. I weren't living a dream yesterday.
I guess so. You've only been in about 20 minutes, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it was a bit of an up and down day, but overall, yeah, it was a good day. Good to see everyone, but as we always do, it's never easy.
Listen about the last 5 minutes and then the train home, the better. And also, a man who escaped the trains and luckily drove to the game yesterday, Lewis Catt. How you doing, Lou?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How's your summer been, your first show of the season?
Yeah, good, mate. Thank you. Not too bad. Nice to be back. And congratulations to you and Amy as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, little baby. She's in the room, actually, Imogen. She might pop up during the show, but we shall see. Right, so on tonight's show, then, we're going to hear the highlights in a few moments' time of that remarkable game of football. Of course, we've got your reaction as well from the new manager, Ben Garner, his first game in charge. His first competitive game from as a Charlton boss. We've also got your tweets and emails and your fans bar reaction as well from supporters who made the trip up to the Wham Stadium yesterday. So before we hear those highlights from Charlton TV, Nathan, I mean, I'll tell you our story because obviously, as I mentioned on Thursday, I was at my brother's wedding yesterday, so probably the only game I'm going to miss all season, but I did miss it yesterday. But you were up there. We were following it and thought we were having the perfect day, even though, I mean, it's a wedding, it's a pretty good day. But gutted with what happened in the end. You must have been going absolutely bloody balmy when Miles Leeburn scored that goal.
I mean, for Miles' goal, I ended up where the terrace was. I was in the terrace bit, and then by the end of, you know, by the time Miles had finished celebrating, I've run over and celebrated with a Charlton fan who's in a wheelchair, so I apologise if he listens. Might have been scary, me running down at him, and then ended up standing on the railings. And then obviously what followed that was just a bit of a crazy sort of 30, well, it seemed like about a minute, but I don't know if it was that long. But yeah, mental, mate, absolute mental. But what it's all about, you know, it's all the limbs everywhere. Brilliant. But yeah, up and down, David. I think it was a contrast of two halves. First half, I thought we were brilliant. I thought we played really in control against a good physical team. And second half, we just sort of dropped off. But, you know, that's what I was saying to people yesterday, like, it's game one of 46. You know, let's not get too down. I would have taken a draw before we started, 100%. So, yeah, a bit of a up and down day, but absolutely shattered now. So, yeah, looking forward to just chilling out watching the women's final later.
Yeah, women's team, Lioness, is kicking off in a few moments' time, actually, which is why we're recording a bit early. So good luck to them. Yeah, Lewis, obviously, again, you were up there. As devastating as you must have felt at full time, when you look at it in the cold light of day, was it a fair result? I mean, you have to tell me here because I wasn't there.
I'd say so. Yeah, I think, as Naif alluded to there, first half, I thought we were really good. We looked really comfortable. Saw some real signs of the identity that Ben Garner wants to implement into the side. So, some really positive stuff. And the second half, I think Accrington just came out of that a little bit more urgency after half time. And it was a fairly even game throughout, when you take into balance the two halves. So, I think a draw was a fair result. Obviously, it feels more gutting because we'd scored so late on. You feel like when you're scoring that late that you're going to wrap up the 3 points. And typically, I think, as Nave said there, I think by the time I'd finished celebrating and walked back up to where I was standing on the terrace, I think Accrington had scored the equaliser. So far from ideal, but plenty of positives to take. And as Nave says, there's only, you know, it's one game out of 46. And, you know, the majority of yesterday was very, very positive. I thought there were some really good performers yesterday, and a lot of those performers were new signings too. So, yeah, some really good signs yesterday.
Excellent stuff. Right, well, let's have a listen to the highlights from Charlton TV. Only Terry Smith up there yesterday. He was your commentator, and this is how it went down.
Ben Garner, a new era. That's how it feels. That's how it seems. Let's see how that pans out as Accrington get us underway. Wins the second header though, out to Fraser. Crunching tackle comes in, but Charlton still have it back. Session finds Blackett Taylor looking to take on clock. On the outside, he's skinned him. Ball into the box is a good one. Can Jossie, he gets there, but he can't direct it goalwards. Another good move from Charlton, another good ball across from Blackett Taylor. Jai Simi couldn't guide it goalwards. Delivered towards the edge of that penalty area. Stockley jumps and that's a header comes in from Loke. Again, it may have been a free kick given here. The ball's delivered into the far side of that 6-yard box. Stockley was there, so was Lowe, and I think Lowe got there. But, Tussle just before him. Fraser trying to take over and Lowe picked his pocket really. No. And the goal come by. Back out to Wally. Thinks about a shot. Takes it. Wallacott has to go down to his right to save. Deflected it out to the edge of the penalty area. Aguelo, his ball into the box. That's an important header from Dobson and an even more important block coming in from the follow-up shot. Quite see what Charlton player it was who got in front of it. It's an important block as Accrington. 5 minutes gone here. Still 0-0. Tussling. Pritchard and Morton. Dobson tussling. It's come out to McConville. Ball forward. Cut out by Sissonville. Got a bit lucky with the rebound, but sets up Clare to his right. Further right is Morgan. Space to run into Albie Morgan. Still running with it. Albie Morgan towards the edge of the penalty area. Tees up Jai Simi. Ball across to Fraser. Fraser finishes. There's the opening goal. 35 and a half minutes in. Lovely move on that right hand side. Started by Sissonville. Got slightly lucky with the rebound, back to him. Teed up Sean Clare, who sent Albie Morgan on his way, who run pretty much two-thirds of the pitch towards the edge of the Accrington penalty area. Ball to the right, finds Jai Simi, and his ball back across picks out Fraser. And that's the opening goal of this game and this season. Nil to the Elks. Can't make it, but the ball out has gone straight to Morgan. Drills across it here to Blackett Taylor on the left corner of the penalty area. Goes back in on his right foot. Can he take the shot? He does. Clark gets an important challenge in. Can't deal with that. Ball up to Stockley. Good ball. Finds Clare. on the right-hand side. Again, space to run into, clear. Slight heavy touch, but he's done really well. Finds Morgan. Morgan into the edge of the penalty. Takes a shot! Oh, did the keeper get a touch, or is it just over the bar? Just over the bar. Good move again from Charlton. Again down that right-hand side. From challenges. Gets his head there. It'll drop to Blackett Taylor. On the overlap is Fraser. Still Blackett Taylor, though. Goes playing his man. Good crossing back. Finds Sessegnon as Giacimi, rather, whose shot takes a huge deflection. Whether it was on target in the first place, I'm not sure. It's away for the corner. Blackett Taylor, he had Fraser on his outside. He had Sessegnon immediately behind him. Chose to go on his own. And the ball, when he cut it back across the penalty area, found Giacimi. Drilled his shot. Took a huge deflection. It's away for this corner. Hamilton brings it away. Finds Coyle. Coyle sends a long ball out. Good challenge by Ennis. Gets to the ball first. Finds Dobson. Dobson lifts the ball out to Blackett Taylor on the left-hand side. Taylor up against Clark. Blackett Taylor into the penalty area. Ball back across again, this time for Morgan. And Charlton pleading for a corner. And the sliding, lunging tackle came in. Might have been Wally back there helping out. Let's see from this angle. The referee judges that to be a goal kick, though.
Kick away.
Or free kick away. And yes, he does. And that is the end of this first half here at the Wham Stadium. The Addicts go in, a goal to the good.
Falls to the floor, referee not impressed, but Accrington still have it out here with Pritchard on the Accrington left, taking on Clare.
Into the penalty area he comes, ball across them. Six sharp box. I don't know if Willacott had got that covered or not. There's no Accrington player close enough to finish it off. But an early scare for Charlton. Far too much on it though. Charlton with a goal kick, taken quickly into Innes. Touch into Dobson and he's caught out, and Hamilton with the strike, and it's the edge of the box, edge of the 6 yard box, that is low, with a glorious opportunity to get an equaliser. I think it was O'Connell with a last ditch challenge to stop that from happening. It was Dobson who came for the short option, didn't get enough on the clearance, and Accrington within a whisker of pulling themselves level. It's a corner.
Accrington,
and it's on the tussle with Low, bounces over both of their heads, and O'Connell steps in for Chalk. Ball out to the right, and Morgan, he delivers the ball into the box. Stockley's there with a header! Oh, and it's just wide of the post. Was there a save there? No, there wasn't. Thought at first there might have been a keeper's touch on that to take it wide. Instead, it just drifted past the keeper's left-hand post.
We're starting with an Accrington throw. Tangara throws it in towards Low. Innes behind him. So good work from Morgan to step in, and the ball's ricocheted,
and that's had to be a goal from Wally. Instead, Willacott makes the save, just gets there the second one, but Accrington then send it forward to Wally on the right hand side. Charlton left, O'Connell back, Wally cuts inside, then back outside, ball across the box, can't find anybody. McConville will finish, and that's the equaliser. Conville left all his own, all on his own at the edge of the box. Ball from out to the right-hand side, and Wally cut inside O'Connell and went back on the outside. And the ball back across was a lofted one. Over Innes, over Clare. Finds McConville all on his own. Might be 6 minutes here, I think. Yes, it is. 6 minutes of added time. Cross is blocked away by the Accrington right back, but he's got the ball to Sessegnon. Sessegnon shapes to go one way, comes back out to his left, tees up Payne. Payne across, looking for Lieburn. Lieburn, oh, it's a goal! Miles Lieburn scores for the Addicts, and the cries of Lieburn go up. Miles Lieburn mobbed by his teammates, and if the crowd could get on there, so would they. In fact, a couple have. Miles Lieburn. The remnants and the remembrance of his old man. A clear for all to see. Header in the box. And he may well have grabbed all 3 points for Charlton. Is outstanding. Great work from Sessegnon on that left-hand side, combining with Kirk. final ball into the box was exquisite, just inviting Lee Byrne to attack it. Jensen stood no chance as the ball nestled in the back of the net behind him. And we've had 4.5 minutes of the six. Lee Byrne trying to get to the attempted ball forward from the restart. Can't get there, but O'Connell clears it away for Charlton. McConville leaves it for Sangara, who sends it forward. O'Connell attacks it, gets something on it. Clare sends it forward. Picked up by Rogers. Rogers turns away from Stockley, brings it forward. Adedoyne lets it run through to Wally. Wally on his outside is Clark. Clark will send this ball into the box. It's a touch from Adedoyne, has equalised for Accrington Stanley. From one end to the other. Adedoyne on the end of the instant Clark ball into the box. And when it looked like Charlton had grabbed all 3 points, Adedoyne gets the points back for, or the point back for Accrington. End-to-end stuff here. Just when you thought Charlton might have grabbed all three, Accrington comes straight back and equalise. Why? Because he's blown the whistle anyway. And there is the final whistle. And what an end to a game we've had.
There we go. Cheers to Terry. I left the entire clip in there between what looked to be the winning goal from Miles Lee Byrne and the equaliser seconds later from the home side. And it showed, I think, from kickoff, it's what, 30, 40 seconds before the ball was in the back of our net. And I'm sure we'll come on to the defensive side of it for the Addicts yesterday. But we have to talk about what seemed to be the perfect moment yesterday when Miles Lee Byrne came off the bench. You know, a player that we've all become quite excited about during pre-season. You know, wasn't really the standout name last year in the academy with Daniel Carney scoring all those goals, but he has really grasped his opportunity in pre-season, and you see him coming on. And I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful moment when he headed that into the back of the net. And it must have felt like, you know, when you go through that summer without football and you just want to come back to feel the highs and the lows. And it must have felt at that exact moment, Nath, that, well, you know, football's back. This is what we go for.
Exactly, mate. And as you say, you know, he's done great pre-season. He looks like he's got something about him. Obviously, we're not resting, you know, all of our hopes on tomorrow. It's too much for a young kid. But he's done very well when he's given the chance, and he's obviously taken the, you know, advice and stuff from Ben Garner and the rest of the backroom team. And he's a big lad, but he's good with his feet. And every time I've seen him, he's impressed me. But he's learning, you know, no better way to learn, really. Score last minute, think you've done it, and then as a team we switch off and then you get punished. So he's a big learning curve for all of them yesterday. But yeah, no, he's done very well, and you know, he's really well thought of, and yeah, I was delighted for him, really. Everyone, when he was getting changed, you know, the Lee Byrne started coming out. So didn't anticipate to end that way. I just thought the game was going to peter out. And but yeah, no, delighted for him. I mean, he's took his chance, and well done to the fella.
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, Lewis, it did sound like it almost came against the run of play. Maybe that Miles Lee Byrne goal and Accrington have been the better side in that second half. But no matter how the goal comes, when you get so close to the end, there must be a frustration that we weren't able to see it out. And it does feel like we as a club, it always feels like we conceded a lot of late goals. And obviously, that's still one thing that's yet to be ironed out.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's obviously a massive frustration, because the sort of the pure elation of Miles scoring that late on is, you know, a fairy tale ending almost, if you feel like he got the winner. And yeah, to concede so late on, to switch off, you know, it is disappointing, of course, because I think we're in that moment for so long, and that's what football's all about, isn't it? Sort of that celebration and that emotion, and then it just gets taken away like that. So yeah, it's disappointing. It's something we need to work on. It's very early days, you know, a new back four in terms of Sessegnon and O'Connell playing in there. New partnerships to be formed. You know, there are going to be teething problems at the start, that's just natural. It's a completely new system that we're playing and a new style of play. There are things that, that are going to take time to work. But yeah, I think yesterday that the biggest frustration for me was that we couldn't hold on that last minute and take all 3 points, because it would have been a really good start. And yeah, definitely the fairy tale start to his senior career that, that Miles Leeburn deserves, especially after being so impressive pre-season.
So, I mean, talk to me about the game as a whole, Nathan. Obviously, this is the first opportunity in a competitive match for fans to see our so-called new style that it's been much talked about over the course of the summer. I imagine you're going to say that the first goal probably displayed exactly the sort of football that, that Ben Garner wants to see us playing. It was a wonderful flowing move that, that was ended up being finished off by Scott Fraser for his first Charlton goal. But I mean, what was there a lot of that throughout the game? Were we putting together moves like that throughout the game? It sounded like we were, particularly in the first half.
First half, for sure. We looked comfortable in possession. There were some hairy moments because, obviously, as fans, we've never really seen that sort of bravery and the... I'm trying to say living on the edge a little bit, but there were some hairy moments. But, well, you know, Sessegnon played well. Sean Clare kept, you know, playing right back. But when the centre-halves come, it'll come in field like an inverted wing-back, as if it were, to keep the possession going. And, like you say, there were a lot of good flow moves in little patches. I think Dobbo probably didn't have a particularly great game. Which is very rare for me to say that, but I think you can definitely, the first half for sure, you could see those patterns coming into place and the confidence. We didn't mind having it in tight areas. We dealt with it more or less okay. The second half, Ben Garner said in his post-match, I think their intensity increased, and which they're always going to, and they forced us back a little bit. We sort of fell to their level, no disrespect or anything, but we turned it into a bit of a battle, and we lost composure, and we weren't brave enough for the ball second half, and we invited pressure, and then we invited pressure, and you could tell by the sort of shots on goal, they were peppering our goal, and without Woollacott in goal, we probably would have lost that game. So quite funny at the beginning of the game when Craig come out, everyone was singing Charlton's number one, and he started out, he had a little giggle, and then Jojo saved him, and then he's our number one now. So yeah, it was quite funny. But it was a bit of a strange day. But yeah, it was a contrast of halves. And I think I said after the game, I thought it would have been criminal if we did end up getting the three. But as Lou touched on, in the circumstances that we were dealt, it's disappointing that we didn't come away with all three.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little look at my phone at half time, and people seemed to be reasonably positive with how the first half had gone, which is actually why I was a bit surprised when I sat down to properly have a look at the stats and get the highlights package together earlier. I was going through the tweets in the first half. I didn't actually see that amount of chances for all our possession, over the game, 60%, and particularly in the first half. We didn't seem to create a great deal until after the goal. Is that fair, Lewis? Was the Twitter page not quite as up to date?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think that the main highlight for us in that first half was just how comfortable we were in possession of the ball. There was a chance just before the goal with DJ with a header that just sort of eluded him and went beyond him, which was a good opportunity. I think Albie Blaze won not too far over the bar as well. Apart from that, I mean, other than the goal, it was a fairly quiet half in terms of chances. But some of the football we were playing was very comfortable, and Accrington had their chances too. I think Nath alluded to it there with some of the hairy moments. We did have a couple of wobbles with the playing out from the back, which I think is to be expected when you're sort of bringing out a new star. I think Owen O'Connell had a bit of a shaky start, levelled off a little bit, but I think he struggled slightly maybe playing on the weaker side. I think he's right-footed, so when he was playing on the left, he was having to sort of turn in, and when he was passing balls back to Woollacott, he was almost having to take that extra touch, which was sometimes inviting pressure from Accrington. In the chances for me, they were fairly limited, but the goal and the build-up play for the goal was very good, and obviously really happy to see Scott Fraser on the score sheet. You know, we've spoken about it a lot on here, that we've needed more goals from midfield, and Scott Fraser came in with a good reputation of being a goal-scoring midfielder from his time at MK Dons. Obviously came over and had his injury problems, so to see him get on the score sheet in the first game is very good, and yeah, exactly what we want. So to get some midfielders chipping in with goals and taking the pressure off the the strikers for us. So, yeah, I mean, a positive first half. We probably could have done with a few more chances.
Yeah, well, what changed at half time then? Because, again, people texted me saying it sounded like they were in the ascendancy in the second half. Obviously, got that equaliser with 20 minutes left to go, and by all accounts, it'd been coming a bit at that stage of the game, Nath.
Yeah, I think for me, first half, I thought the link up play with Jaden, I know he split opinion yesterday quite early on, which I didn't agree with, but you know, it's football. He was dropping deep and bringing others into play, but with him doing that, you need the two wider players to become an outlet and try and sit a bit narrower so we keep the ball. And we did that first half, I thought. Second half, not so much. We were sort of, it weren't sticking. It weren't sticking to Stockley. You had Rogers man marking him, and you know, he's a bit of a lump. And yeah, we just weren't brave enough. When we did have the ball, we weren't being cute with it like we were in the first half. We were quite wasteful. And then obviously, again, Ben said in his post-match with on the transitions and the restarts, any time they can get a ball in the box and they've got the long throws or, you know, crosses into the box, they're going to thrive off those. And obviously, we knew that, and I think that made us a little bit more nervous and probably contributed to us conceding a late goal because we just sat too deep. Because the first half, they couldn't really get near us. They were trying to press and we were going round them. And then we were getting in behind them. Second half didn't happen. It didn't happen at all. A couple of little moments, but nothing major. I think that's the main thing, really, is that we just weren't brave enough. We didn't just keep doing what we were doing, what was working, and what we was playing well.
It's interesting, actually, because it was a point I was going to pick up. It's something you sort of half mentioned a little moment ago, Lewis, about... there did seem to be a couple of times we got caught out from the back, and you mentioned O'Connor was one of them. I mean, especially considering he was the player that we bought in order to play this style. That was the way he was advertised. I guess that's something that he'll be keen to sharpen up on a little bit, because it's early days yet, I guess. You'll give him that excuse, but that's one fear I'd say a lot of people have about our style, and one myself as well, is that Will we have the ability to play it out from the back consistently without giving away chances or giving away goals?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the moment early in the first half that O'Connell had sort of laid a pass short to Woollacott, he just about got there and we were okay. But like you say, sometimes you may come up against a team that maybe a little bit more clinical and maybe put the pressure on even more. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was disappointed with O'Connell's display yesterday because it is early days. But I think considering that, as you say, he came in as this ball-playing centre-half, he looked the least comfortable in that back four. I thought Ryan Innes had a very good game, which was something I wouldn't think this style would suit him. I've never really seen it from him, that ball-playing style. But I thought he played really well yesterday. Was a real physical presence. And against a side like Accrington, you need somebody like that. And I thought Sean Clare and Sessegnon were very comfortable as well, as Nate said earlier. Early in the season, very, very early days for Owen. And I'm sure that he'll build relationships with that back four and it'll improve and he'll be able to make a bit more of a stamp on the style of play. I think maybe just a bit of nerves yesterday or something. But yeah, it was a few hairy moments.
I mean, which of the new boys did stand out for you, Nath? We've mentioned Sessegnon was sort of involved in the build-up for what should have been the winning goal, as was, of course, Jack Payne, who came off the bench and floated up a delicious cross that someone of the stature and ability of Miles Leeburn is going to gobble up all day. But, I mean, is there anyone other than those two who stood out for you, or do you want to talk about those two as well?
Yeah, I think Success stood out massively first half. I thought he was really, really comfortable. Similar to the Swansea game, really. He was really, really shone. Jack Payne made a difference. You could tell he's got that little bit of that flair, that little bit about him to change a game, which obviously proved to be the case. I thought Conor McGrandles came on and looked a bit rusty, I thought. But I know he's not. He's only just come back from injury. I agree with Lou. I thought O'Connell looked a bit shaky. I did say on Thursday I was worried about how Innes would sort of fit into the start, and I thought he had a good game apart from obviously losing goal side for the equaliser last minute, which he looked disappointed when it went in, obviously. But yeah, I thought he had a good game. But I think Woollacott was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There was a couple of moments where he didn't come for crosses first half, but we could be nitpicking all day at all little bits and pieces. But for me, Woollacott and Cess stood out for me, 100%.
Mm. Yeah, that's funny. It was funny, Lewis, what you're saying, especially with the game. It sounds like Willacott had that the fans, or some were extent, were seemed to be giving Craig McGivray a fair bit of backing by singing Charlton number one when he came out before. When, you know, I've been accused of being too loyal to players before, but I wouldn't tend to be loyal to a player who had a season like Craig McGivray did. So I'm surprised to hear that. And it sounds like Wallacott had an extremely good game for his competitive debut.
Yeah, I was quite disappointed, to be honest, because there were a few, as you say, not so much with the support of Craig McGilvray, because people are in their right mind to do that, but at the start of the game when Joe came over, there were a couple of boos, which I was very disappointed with. But he did the best that he did. He did his talking on the pitch and silenced the critics very early by turning out the display he did. And I agree with Nath. I thought he was absolutely outstanding yesterday. He was very comfortable with the playing out from the back, which I think probably settles the nerves of some of the players that are playing in that back four. And some of the saves he made were also very, very good. Distribution was very strong. And yeah, a calm presence in the goal. And you can see why he was so highly sort of lauded in League Two last year and very deserving of goalkeeper of the year in that division. I thought he was very, very good yesterday. And I was very happy that, you know, those initial critics were silenced quite early on when he turned out the display he did. So yeah, good on him.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Miles Lieben, we spoke about his goal. Did he was on for a solid 23 minutes or so. I mean, did he show enough yesterday, Nave, to suggest that, I mean, he can make the step up consistently? Obviously, because, you know, it was a 20-minute cameo. It's early days, yeah, and he's got a goal. But we've seen how difficult it can be for youngsters who get thrown in too early. I mean, has Miles, from what you've seen so far, suggested that, you know, he's more than ready to do what he needs to do in League One?
I think the key is, I think, looking at Miles, I think he's better than just a, you know, a big target man. I think he's definitely technically very good. There were some passages down the side, down on that right-hand side, which he was involved in, which was good as well. But I think the word you said there, consistency, is going to be a key one, because we saw it last year when Mason, you know, say burst on the scene or whatever, like Michael Richards, but he came in. And then after that, there were some inconsistent performances, which you're going to get with a young kid. We've got to remember how young he is. And that's what I said at the top of the show. Like, he's held his own. Like, he can look after himself. He's a big boy. But we've got to remember that, you know, we can't hang all our, you know, our hope and aspirations on a kid who's just so start his trade, you know. So I think he's, like I said, he's shown that he can compete, and, you know, good header, you know, good anticipation to read that cross. So I think certainly can hold his own, but I'm not going to be advocating he starts every week. Not cause, I don't think it's because he's rubbish. I think he's very good, but I just still think we need to be patient with him and let him learn the game, because he's naturally a centre forward. He's played there all his life, so he's still adapting and still learning. But I think he's shown that you can make an impact. And if he carries on doing that and learning, then maybe a starting berth will be there for the future.
Excellent stuff. Right, in the next few minutes, let's hear from Ben Garner. Just thought, I will tell you, so I was at my brother's wedding yesterday. As I mentioned on Thursday's show, I was unable to go to the game. And I was generally being quite good. Like, during the ceremony, I didn't have my phone out or anything like that. We had a bit of a lull in the bit in between the ceremony and the dinner. So we were sort of half paying attention to the first half, and we heard the goal was coming, so we got the phone out and stuck the stream on. My brother's wife somehow's got a VPN or something, so we could watch the goal, and we enjoyed the goal. And then into the dinner we went, heard that Accrington have equalised, sort of getting towards the end of the game, so we sort of accepted it was going to be a draw, and then tapped on the shoulder, and we're all saying, oh my god, Lieburn scored, let's fire up the phone in time to try and watch the replay. And we got the replay up just in time to see Accrington score instead. So I did F and blind ever so slightly too loud in a room packed full of relatives of and friends of my brothers that I didn't know. But there you go. Really frustrating end to the wedding and to the game, of course. But, you know, a point on opening day could have been worse, could have been better. Very difficult place to go. Let's hear then what Ben Garner had to say for himself. He spoke to Mark Taylor from BBC Radio London and Rick Everett, who was sitting in for me in the SLP. This is what Ben had to say.
Yeah, considering how late we scored, you know, you think that's the winning goal for sure. So we're naturally very, very disappointed. And but, you know, if you said before the game and on reflection, I think a point's a good point. It's a very, very difficult place to come. They're very good at what they do. Don't think there's many teams that will come here and win this season. So, yeah, although we're disappointed, I think in hindsight, as we reflect on it, we'll see that it was a decent point.
and what drama in your first game in charge, particularly at the end of the game?
Yeah, it would have been nice to have the first bit of drama with our goal and not the second, but yeah, it is what it is. You know, delighted for Miles Lieburn to score his first professional goal. Hopefully the first of many. He did great when he came on, only a young lad at 18. And yeah, like I say, you think that's the winner, and unfortunately we didn't see it out.
You promised plenty of attacking football. How pleased were you with the performance overall?
Overall pretty good for a first competitive game together, and obviously a little bit of a new group in terms of players we've brought in. Some really promising signs there. I thought first half we were very good. Probably should have been more ahead in the first half. Not as good second half. Accrington became stronger. But then to get that goal and go ahead, like I say, you think that's going to be the 3 points.
As you say, Accrington is never the easiest place to come to.
Yeah.
How difficult a game was it overall? Or is that an assessment very hard to make so soon after the end of the game?
No, listen, it was very hard. Physically, they play with great intensity. They're direct. They constantly get you under pressure. Set pieces, restarts. It's coming in your box all the time. And you're constantly being asked questions. And we stood up to a lot of that very, very well. Really pleased with a lot of those elements. And like I say, no team will be looking forward to coming here this season. It's such a difficult place to come. Would have loved the 3 points. We obviously go back with the one.
And finally from me, in a way, such a shame for Miles Lieburn, who thought he'd won it with that late header, only for it to be cancelled out immediately at the other end.
Yeah, like I say, he'd be disappointed. The whole dressing room's disappointed, as you are when you concede such a late equaliser. But again, when he reflects and looks back, he'd just be extremely proud to score his first professional goal. So, as I said, hopefully first of many for the club, and hopefully he'll go on to do great things.
Thank you, Ben.
Pleasure, thank you.
Were you happy with the style of the first goal? Because it came at a time when the game was perhaps Accrington were getting a bit on top, and it was, you know, it was a breakaway, and was that the sort of goal that you want to see the team score?
Yeah, I thought it was a really well worked first goal, really good. Through the pitch well, Albie drove with a ball, timed his pass brilliantly, and then DJ had the composure to pick someone out. You know, we work a lot on that type of situation in training, and I thought for the positions we got into, I'd have liked another goal first half. I thought we should have had more. But yeah, some really promising signs there for sure.
And your goalkeeper had a lot of work to do, and he did it quite well.
Yeah, I thought Jojo played really well. Like I say, you know you're going to come under pressure here. You know you're going to come under a barrage, and we restricted that more first half because we were better with the ball. We weren't quite as good second half, which allowed them to do it more often. But it'd be a very good learning curve for us this game, for this type of team. First port of call for us, if we're better with the football, we have to defend less.
Was you thinking, having Miles on the bench, being a young player, that you were protecting him a little bit rather than it wasn't necessarily your first choice to be inside?
No, I just thought coming on he would have a good impact, and that turned out to be the case. You know, you always pick a team to start the game and think how that's going to pan out. But then also in the back of your mind, you've got the team you think will finish the game and would give you those options. And Miles, I thought when the game opened up a little bit, would give us fresh impetus, a bit of physicality and his ability. And he did that, and he did that really well.
Are you conscious of the fact that his father played for the club? Because you can see how the fans reacted to him, and they're taken to him straight away because of that. Do you think that has an influence?
I think it's a lovely story, I really do. And I'm sure his family are very proud today. But for me, I just judge him on his talent and his ability. He's not here for any divine right other than that. He's like any other player in the squad, he'd be judged exactly the same. I'm not bothered whether players are 18 or 32. Makes no difference to me. If they've got the right attitude, they've got the ability, I'll pick the team off of that.
Do you think it puts pressure on him though?
I don't know. I don't think so. He's a very, very laid back lad. He seems to take everything in his stride. Very calm, very collected in what he does. And he's really improved over pre-season. Every day he does something where you go, yeah, you know, that's really good. And he's taking things on and improving all the time. So seems to me to have a good family around him, very level-headed, and I think that will stand him in good stead for the remainder of his career.
And I think you used 5 substitutes. I mean, are you a fan of having all these substitutes?
I think it was 4. I might be wrong. I think it was 4. it stops the game a little bit more because there's more opportunities for stoppages. It is what it is. You know, if you're going to have the 5, I'd rather have 9 on the bench, so you've got more options there. The 5 from 7 is hard because even 1's always going to be a goalkeeper, so it only leaves you really 6 and you're going to use 5 and then potentially. So it probably wouldn't have been my choice to do it the way it's been done, but it is what it is, and we make the best of it and get on with it.
And of course, not only does it give you tactical options, but it gives the other manager tactical options. So does it give you more to think about in terms of what changes they might make?
Yeah, of course. And I think the big thing now is changing on set pieces, etc., because you know, there's more players that can come on and off, and changes, you know, you set up from set pieces and can change the dynamic of the game. So it's going to be interesting this season. I think the teams that adapt best to it will benefit more.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cullen trying to take his man on. Chip ball back across, Bowers there, Pierce is there, Bowers with a header, and it's Jones!
Yes!
Oh, it's
in!
Oh, he's got! Oh, Patrick Barr! You absolute German beauty! Woo!
Dreamland!
Cullen has scored! With seconds remaining!
We've done it, Tom!
Get in! Come on! What a time to be a hero! Here at Wembley! Oh my word! Oh my word!
Charlton Live. Right, welcome back to Charlton Live. Just before the break there, we heard the new Addicts boss, Ben Garner, speaking to BBC Radio London and to the South London Press after yesterday's draw. Obviously, you know, he mentioned his frustration, Lou, at full-time. Do you think he'll be fairly satisfied with what he saw early days? Yeah, it's a tough one, really. I mean, we need to win games in order to go up. That's obviously goes without saying. We can't have too many games at the start of the season where we're still learning. But there is an element that we might not pick up everything we need almost immediately. And I guess, would you say there are aspects of what you saw yesterday that he'll be pleased with?
Yeah, I think so. I think there were plenty of positive signs. You know, it's a difficult place to go. We obviously don't want to be satisfied with the point because it's not the mentality we want. But I imagine that going up to Accrington and getting a point before the game, we probably all would have taken that. It's just the circumstances that the way the game finished obviously has made that more disappointing than maybe we would have found it. But I think he'll be pleased. I think, as we said, some of the new people have come in and they're bedding in well, like Willacott and Sessegnon, all look very comfortable, which is good. And you see your new recruits coming in and bedding in early. And the style of play, I think that we stuck to our guns, didn't try and change the way to play. I think maybe we came off the gas, obviously, for the goal, right at the death. But apart from that, I think we sort of stuck with the identity that he wants to play, and we looked fairly comfortable. So, yeah, look, it's a long old season, and obviously we're going through a wholesale change at the football club with the manager and obviously the style of play that we're playing and players coming in. Some element of patience has to be put into play. But yeah, obviously it's a competitive division this year. We've got a very tough start as well, you know, Derby coming up and Sheffield Wednesday afterwards. You know, it's not an easy start for Ben, but I think he can definitely take some encouragement from the performance yesterday, and it'll be interesting to see how we get on at no doubt a packed Valley on Saturday against Derby.
Yeah, I mean, we've assessed the team's performance. How do you assess the manager's performance yesterday? You know, Nathan, after half time, when the second half started and we were under a little bit of pressure, did we react well? Did Ben Garner try anything tactically to try and shape things up? Was there anything you would have liked to have seen him do differently?
To be fair, the only thing I've criticised my Woodhouse is probably the subs coming on a little bit earlier to try and impact the game. But that's, you know, just because I think that doesn't mean it would have changed the game. I think Corey looked leggy, and then as the game wore on, he became, you know, don't think become as effective. So yeah, I just think really, I mean, I know Kurt come on and Miles come on and Payne come on, but I just think Yeah, I just think that the subs could have been done a little bit earlier because it was going a bit stale. We needed some pace to push them back a bit because we were under the cosh a bit in that second period. So I think the only thing I would have said is just to try and freshen it up there a little bit sooner, just to give us that little bit of impetus, which I think when Kirk come on, we got down the sides a little bit more. And obviously with Miles and the goal came from that sort of from that left hand side anyway. So that would probably be my only criticism. But I think for Ben Garner, that would be my only criticism. But I think that could be a tad harsh.
Yeah. Well, I've got you, Nath. Then so obviously train strikes yesterday up and down the country. It was difficult to get back. The lineup towards Preston was on, and it sounds like the line towards Accrington was as well. But it did sound like absolute chaos. So, I mean, tell us your story. What time did you get home in the end?
Well, I got home. I literally walked through my front door just after 2 o'clock in the morning. So the trains up there was absolutely fine. And then I got to Accrington, went into the Bees and Knees pub, had a couple of beers, met a couple of listeners actually. And then they said, "How are you getting home?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm on the 702 or whatever it was." They was like, "No, that one's cancelled." I'm like, "No, I ain't got an email or anything." They were like, "No, seriously, it's cancelled." So I slid in the DMs of Avanti West Coast, and lo and behold, it was cancelled. So you had one train, which was the 806, or if you left, unless you sprinted to the station after the game, you could have got the one earlier, but there's no way I was going to do that to get Fans Bar as well. So got there at 8:06, and it turned out you had two lots of Charlton fans, two lots of QPR fans, two lots of Reading fans trying to cram on one train. And surprisingly, I don't know how, but I managed to get in premium or standard premium or whatever it is. So two nice QPR fans. Got back to East Croydon, managed to get a lift home, walked home, 2:15, woke up this morning, absolutely shattered after doing 25,000 steps or something like that, or 20,000 steps. So yeah, long day, mate. Long day, but football's back. We go again Saturday. But luckily,
yeah.
It's at home.
Yeah, well, yes, because we've got the train strike for the Sheffield Wednesday game coming up in a couple of weeks as well, so I've got to work out how I'm getting up there as well. Driving might be an option now, but yeah, what a hassle that has been for everyone. So hopefully the things get sorted out over the next few weeks and there'll be no more strikes, but we'll see how long this goes on. Right, let's have a look at some of the tweets and emails that have come in since yesterday's game. I'd asked for people's opinions on the 2-2 draw with Accrington. Stanley, Southern Comfort said there were signs in the first half that the football could be good at this season, but we need to be more clinical, as we should have been out of sight by half time. Not sure what we were doing second half, but hopefully we will improve. Joe says that we showed some positives, I thought, throughout the game, but I think we just lacked that end product. A couple more attacking signings will help build up the squad and add more goals. Great for Leeburn to grab his first goal. Let's hope he can grab a few more. So, I guess diving in a little bit more about the Jaden Stockley performance yesterday, because we asked a question about him fitting into the 4-3-3 last week, just because it's something people are wondering about. Lewis, I mean, you said there was a bit of a set two at the end of the game with Stockley and a fan, or some sort of conversation as well.
Yeah, it looks like there were a couple of words. I couldn't hear what was said. All I saw was Jaden come over, obviously, with the rest of the players to applaud the travelling fans, and showed a little bit of frustration, and it just took Scott Fraser just to stand sort of fan side of him and usher him away. Nothing serious from Jaden's side. I think he was just maybe disappointed that some remarks must have been made maybe around his performance, because we said, you know, maybe it wasn't the best performance in a Charlton shirt for us yesterday. I think he did struggle a little bit playing up front on his own. But, I mean, he was sort of, you know, so they're a big physical side. He was just sort of marked out the game. And I think his performance improved when Leeburn came on, because although he was playing out wide, he's also a physical presence as well. So he was kind of able to do the job that Jaden was doing a bit further out, and maybe bringing a little bit more link-up play, where DJ is obviously not the same physical presence. So I think he did improve when he had someone on that was a similar stature. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's disappointing, because I think Jaden's proved time and time again how impressive he is for us and how important he's been, not just last season, but when he came in on loan before. So, you know, he'd be disappointed to get some criticism, but I think he'll brush it off and he'll crack on. He's a professional and he's captain now, so he kind of needs to.
Yeah, it certainly does. Right, Steve says, it feels like a defeat because of the way we conceded at the end, but a good overall performance and a good point away from home. 45 games to go. Us fans need to get behind the team, the manager and the owner up the Alex. That's from Steve. George said it was a big improvement from last season yesterday, but still work is needed. I feel O'Connell was underwhelming and that Ennis was fairly hit and miss. Lavelle should be starting. Stockley looked isolated. Some more service needed for him. Cheers, boys. That's from Joss. Cheers, Joss. Simon says, despite having such impressive attacking stats last season, Swindon were ranked 11th defensively. It's still early days. We need to find a way to keep clean sheets and kill games. Far too open defensively. Congratulations to Miles Lieber and a big future ahead. Sam says, a point against a very strong side in poor conditions. Just typical Charlton. Couldn't hold on to a lead. Plus Garner not learned yet about having Stockley up front on his own. Alan said, okay-ish. In the first half, second half, I felt we were lucky to get out of there with a point as they were on top. Liked the attacking players come on at 1-1, though, to try and push for the win. How can't we see out 2 minutes, though? Can't see Stockley scoring a lot this season with this setup. He was isolated, and once he does get the ball and hold it up to the wide players, he's not quick enough to be on the end of the move. Until Kirk and Payne came on, there was not a lot of crosses for Stockley to attack, and what we see from Miles' goal, that should have been throughout the game for Jaden Stockley. Good to be back there. That's from Alan. Cheers, Alan. And then finally, Rachel said, if you told me before the game that we'd get a draw away at Accrington, opening game of the season, I'd have taken it, so I don't feel too bad. Clear style of play. Great stops by Wallacott. Phenomenal goals. We just need to remember to play to the whistle. It's a much better start. That's from Rachel. Lovely stuff. Got a couple more fans to hear from in a few moments' time. We've also got the fans bar as well. So Nathan and Lewis asked for your opinions on the game up at the Wham Stadium yesterday. This was what you guys had to say.
It was very, very intense at times. I thought it was a great game, to be honest. We played some nice football. I thought, obviously, they came back into the second half, but I think, you know, overall, it's disappointing to drop the 2 points at the end, but we can be happy with the point away from
that. First 10 minutes, we looked 10, 15 minutes, we looked all right, playing good football. After that, a bit scrappy. I think we've done well to get the goal, but obviously the way it's ended there, not great.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because for the first half, you think, he's doing all right here. He's implemented his philosophy. He's doing bits, and then it's almost like he saw a couple of bits at half time where he was like, right, we're a bit nervous on like playing it on the ball, like, and he got scared. So he almost said to him, pull back, don't start playing it around the back, like, because we got a little, like, there was a couple of moments that was a bit like hairy. So it's almost as if he bottled it, and then he went, right, stop doing that. But at the same time, if you've got a philosophy, you need to keep
with it. First half, we was in control. We were playing it out from the back and everything looked good. We looked settled. Okay, we gave the ball away a few times, but generally was playing really well and we was in control. I don't know. We got to the second half and we were going long ball and Jaden wasn't holding anything up top. Nothing was sticking and I just couldn't understand why we changed, because we were so in control in the first half and they grew into the game, they got more confident, they were attacking more, and it was only a matter of time before they scored.
It's disappointing. You think you've won the game in the 95th minute and then conceding in the 96th. I thought the first half we fucking done enough to win the game, and then Accrington the second half done enough to win the game. Draw was probably a fair result, but you think you've won the game in the 95th minute, it's obviously disappointing that you go and concede at the other end. I thought Brackett's had done all right today. Lieburn, when he come on, was positive. I thought Innes first half was superb, to be honest with you. But it's obviously just disappointing when you think you've won the game and then you go and lose it in the last.
Oh, Sessignon was really solid, you know, especially at right back. That's a very difficult position sometimes to come in and make an impression. But, you know, I thought he looked really good. He looked calm and confident, and, you know, we played some nice stuff with him playing at the back. So, yeah, really good.
Yeah, we played some good football coming forward. Not as attacking as I thought it was going to be, but yeah, first game of the season, good start, I guess. Points on the board. All you can do now is look up and crack on, can't you?
Absolute chalk and cheese. Like, I genuinely don't know what he said to him at half time. It's like, you play that way in the first half, and even if there's a couple of mistakes in it, play through it. Just own it. Just keep going. But it's almost as if he said to him, right, listen, a few mistakes, so stop doing it and just go long. And we ain't a long team. You look at them players, we've got Stockley and that's it. Mm. Wings, like, we can't do a long ball.
Yes, definitely, yeah. It was a fair result. We didn't deserve 3 points, you know. First half, yes, we was in control, but, yeah, we all know a game's not won in 45 minutes, and we've been there so many times before where we've played well for 45 minutes and not turned up in the second half, and we didn't do it today. But first game, a point, we'll take a point, and we'll look to Derby next week.
There we go. Thanks to everyone who had their say on today's show. Loads of opinions there, and thanks for getting back on the horse, everyone. We'll be doing that throughout the season. Thanks, Lewis and Nate, for braving it. That was the one thing as well I didn't realise until today that, well, Lewis, you sort of mentioned something yesterday. It was raining in the opening away. If you stayed in London, Nate, where we were having the wedding, it was steaming hot. It was so hot. But not only were you late home, you're also wet as well.
I was absolutely saturated, mate. Like, literally, my hair was flat, so I looked even more like Plan B. But it did dry up in it, but it was a weird rain. It wasn't cold. It was like a humidy sort of rain, but it was, I was about to say it was wet rain. But it was like really
wet rain, yeah.
Instead of that dry rain. No, but yeah. It was really that really fine rain. So it wasn't like a downpour. It was that fine rain. And
like
then
a mist.
It was just weird, but when Miles scored that goal, there was loads of people on the floor, so I don't know if anyone had a nice clobber that's now ruined, or they'd be scrubbing away those stains today, but yeah, it was definitely worth it. Well, nearly.
Lovely stuff. Right, a couple more messages that have come in from fans. Reg, let me just get this up on our DMs. Reg said, following the game via the internet on holiday, 1-0 up, Mrs. Reg was all smiles at 1-1. She says, oh, we've seen this before. How much additional time will there be? Well, 96 minutes, 2-1 up. Miss Reg said, Tracy will be pleased. There surely can't be time for anything to go wrong at full times. It's like, for goodness sake, it's like Trigger's broom. You change your manager, you change your team. It's your same old Charlton. It certainly felt like that with the late equaliser. Yeah, I think she's still learning, Mrs. Reg, when she said there's no time for anything left to go wrong until that final whistle is blown. And even then, I'd give it 5 minutes just to check. There's always times for something to go wrong. Jonathan West said, hi, it's Jonathan West. We had a fantastic day on Saturday. 2-2, I will be at the Valley on Saturday. I hope it goes well. Come on, you Reds. That's from Jonathan West from the Upbeats. Cheers, Jonathan. Keep up your excellent support of the lads. And he sent a photo of himself in the new home shirt. Very smart indeed, Jonathan. Hopefully we'll see you guys at the Valley on Saturday. I mean, we'll look ahead to the Derby game, obviously, in midweek. I mean, it probably is worth having a couple of minutes chat about Thomas Sandgaard's interview in The Sun over the weekend. Lewis, we wanted to go for a Champions League manager, you know, talking about how he thinks we can treble our revenue or our income in League One. A couple of things that still, not sound alarm bells, but just like, it gets to the point where you really do need to be quiet and start achieving now rather than, you know, claiming things that probably aren't true. I don't think you can triple your revenue in League One to that extent, you know, and it's all well and good asking Rafa Benitez to be our manager, but just because he was polite and said, oh, no, thank you, it doesn't mean that it shows a big club that he even responded to us. It was a bit of a weird one. I guess that is sort of what we've come used to now with Thomas.
Yeah, I just don't think it needs to be mentioned with the manager side because, you know, we've got Ben Garner in now. He's been in for a little while. He's obviously putting his plans in place, implementing a style, bringing in players, and we know we've got aspirations. So I think the last thing you want to hear about is managers that, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. I think what we've got to focus on is, you know, just looking at the team that are around us now in terms of manager squad, and think how we can get out of this league. And in terms of the revenue, you know, the best revenue comes from climbing the footballing pyramid, and at the moment League One's a very, very difficult division to get out of. You look at the table and there's probably sort of 9 or 10 teams that you could picture in the top six come the end of it. And if we want to be one of those teams that are challenging, then, you know, work needs to go into that. So I think we've got to sort of realign the priorities at the moment. Let's focus on, you know, getting ourselves out of League One before we start talking about Champions League winning managers. And also just, you know, focus on the man that you brought in Ben Garner and give him the backing he needs to do the job that he wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, is it a distraction or do we read too much into these little interviews? I mean, Thomas does love to give an interview. It was interesting because I guess the whole Champions League manager thing doesn't really fit into the direction we've gone in now. You know, it was Rafa Benitez. That's it's a bit ridiculous, really, when you say it out loud, isn't it? And it also just doesn't ring true with anything that we've actually ended up doing this summer. So it does beg the question as to why it needed to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I thought Benitez was more of a pragmatic sort of coach. So, like you say, it would have been.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no way in a billion years we'd be able to afford him. It's such a ridiculous thing to. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, should he have come out of it? I don't know. Like Lewis said, we've got Ben Garner now, so that's it. I mean, in terms of the revenue, like, I'm not going to grumble, you know, of his ambition, because I think whether or not it's feasible or not is another conversation. But I think what I think he's trying to say, you know, he needs to try and increase revenue, which will give us more flexibility in terms of in the transfer market and anything financial for us to get out of this division. So I agree with his principles, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think we should have a silent owner, and, you know, that's fair enough. But I think since day one, since Thomas first come out and said he wanted to buy the club, it looked as though that we sort of was going to get a sort of charismatic character, and I don't mind it, but I know some people don't like it, but that's this all opinion. But I think the time is just a bit weird, and but yeah, nothing seems to amaze me. But I think his heart's in the right place. I genuinely do. But was there a need for it? I don't know, maybe not. But I don't think it's going to be. It's not the first. And it definitely won't be the last. So I just think he's ambitious. And, you know, good luck to him. And don't know what happened here. My main concern really is just winning football games. And if we win football games, he can say whatever he likes, in my opinion.
Lovely stuff. Well, let's hope we start doing that at some point. Right, we've come to the end of Charlton Live, our first Sunday show back. Hope you've enjoyed it. I hope all of you who did get up to Accrington are dry now and got home at something resembling a reasonable hour. Don't forget, we will be back on Thursday to look ahead to the game with Derby County at the Valley next weekend. And I promise I will actually go to that game. That was a one-off, me missing the opening day of the season. We'll be back in the saddle next weekend. Right, thanks to those of you who got involved on this evening's show and spoke to the boys yesterday at the ground. Thank you to Nathan and to Lewis for joining me this evening.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, boys. Sorry about my voice.
That's all right. You should have apologised years ago for that. Cheers for all those of you tuned in. I'm Louis Meadows. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again on Thursday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.